It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Some are concerned the pandemic could lead to more deaths and illness from substance abuse. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
The coronavirus pandemic has pushed unemployment rates in many states to record highs, and health policy groups worry it could mean an increase in suicides, drug, and alcohol abuse. John Auerbach, who leads the nonprofit Trust for America's Health, says for the first time in two decades, U.S. deaths from drug overdoses, alcohol abuse, and suicide leveled off in 2018. But he warns that minority communities with lower wages typically report the highest numbers of preventable deaths, and unemployment due to COVID-19 could reverse progress made in reducing drug abuse.
The loss of a job, unstable housing, a relationship breakup. So we know that lower your income, the more likely that you're going to be experiencing those and at risk for these causes of death.
The U.S. overall opioid death rate dropped by 2% from 2017 to 2018, but the death rate for synthetic opioids increased 10% nationwide. In New Mexico, 63% of drug overdose deaths involved opioids in 2018, a total of 338, which is one of the highest state percentages in the U.S. The study also showed a 51% increase in preventable deaths from drugs and suicide over the past decade. Auerbach says the pandemic could affect mental and behavioral health trends, and he believes the U.S. should be developing policies to prevent further deaths of despair.
We need to make sure that people have easy access to high-quality health insurance where behavioral health is linked in with the physical treatment that they're receiving.
Auerbach says American Indians, Asians, Blacks, Latinos, and older adults all experienced increases in drug-induced deaths between 2017 and 2018. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. The pandemic has disrupted so many important parts of life, including graduation ceremonies. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
The events held last week at the Field of Dreams to honor local high school graduates sure felt like graduation ceremonies, but they weren't. They were senior celebrations. The reason for that is that school officials want to give the class of 2020 a proper graduation. The celebrations were a lot of fun. Instead of massing on the floor of the Pan Am Center, graduates gathered in their cars in the Field of Dream parking lot, along with up to four family members or friends. And instead of marching in together, they drove in, one car, truck, motorcycle, or stretch limousine at a time. Most of the vehicles were elaborately decorated to honor the graduate. Several grads had created caps for the top of the vehicle and came dressed in their gowns. Horns were honking, police sirens were wailing, and family members inside the vehicles were cheering and snapping photos as each one pulled up to the principal. But then, when the big moment arrived, they were handed something other than a diploma, a keepsake. They posed for a photo and then drove home. There were no group selfies, no goodbye hugs, not even the traditional handshake when receiving the diploma. It wasn't a proper graduation, but that's not a criticism. School officials did the best they could without endangering the health of the graduates and other participants. I appreciate that they still intend to conduct a proper graduation when possible, knowing that many of the grads will have left town by the time that happens. The senior celebrations were an example of the kind of compromises that will be required for the next several months at least as we race for a vaccine. We'll still be able to do a lot of the things we did before, but not the same way. We'll soon be able to eat in restaurants again, but not in crowded banquets or buffets where everybody uses the same serving spoons. We'll be able to go back to the barber shop, but not hang out at the barber shop. Professional sports are starting to come back, but without fans in the stands. And thus far, they've only been able to figure out how to make that work financially for individual sports like NASCAR, the UFC, and horse racing. School officials are planning on how to bring students back without crowded hallways between classes or packed cafeterias at lunchtime. Business owners are stocking up on disinfectants and reorganizing their shops to keep people from clustering together. This is happening in an election year, and the president's response to the pandemic will be a major issue for many voters. That has served to sharpen the divide and amplify the protests. but most of us are just trying to get through this as best we can. And we understand that we're responsible, not just for ourselves, but for everybody else who we come within 6 feet of. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.